Hey, my friend, this is Daryl Evans. Welcome back to Mind Shift Monday and this special series that I've been doing over the last several weeks called The 5 Huge Mistakes to Avoid to Grow Your Business with Less Stress and Overwhelm. This is mistake number 4. So if you are new here, first of all, welcome. We appreciate you being here. Number 2, go back and listen to episodes 112, 114, and 116 so you can get caught up in this series. Today, we're going to talk about a really important aspect of business growth and how you can really enjoy the life that you want if you get the mistake handled that we're going to talk about today. Again, while you're here, hit the follow, hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Tomorrow, we have a great interview lined up for you. As you know, we always bring great entrepreneurs to this show so they can teach you their journey from inspiration to realization when life knocked them down from breakdown to breakthrough to help you move along your journey faster. There are a number of strategies I could share with you today about hiring and building a great team, a superstar team, and it is required for you to have those things that you want as an entrepreneur. A lot of times we look around and see companies that are much bigger than us, entrepreneurs that are doing more than us, and we wonder how we can grow as fast as they did. The reality is, it all starts with one. In the previous idea about lack of systems, it starts with one solid marketing system, one solid sales system, one solid operational system. And in order to pull off those systems, you just need one person to operate in the marketing space, one person to operate in sales if that's not your jam, one person to operate in their unique gift in operations. The reality is you don't need 25 people, 100 people. Sure, at scale, sure, as you're pressing forward to bigger and better goals, but initially, you don't need that many people. You need the right people. I read a book back somewhere 2004, 2005 by Jim Collins. It was called Good to Great. And as with many books, you read a book and oftentimes take away 2 or 3 or 4 major themes in how you see things. One of those shifts for me was the concept of getting the right people on the bus, the wrong people off the bus, and the right bus in the right seat. But how do you know which are the people that are supposed to be on the bus? Which are the people that are supposed to be off the bus? And how do you know if you've got the right person in the right seat? For me, it started with A, understanding what was the how do I do it here roadmap, what we talked about in the previous strategy, the previous area of systems. If you don't have a how we do it here system, you'll never be clear as to who is the right person to be on the bus, and if they're in the right seat. Let's talk really quick about getting the wrong people off the bus, the way I think about it. The way I think about it is simply this. It starts with you having a vision for the type of values that matter in your organization. I'm a believer that anyone can learn skill. Everyone can be trained up in skill. And in this ever-evolving, changing world, skill increasement, enhancement is required. So skill isn't the reason that would make me have to have someone get off the bus. For me, I draw a line in the sand with the value equation. So you have to know what your company values are. You have to know what you stand for. You have to know what's against and what crosses the line. And someone who has to get off the bus is someone who crosses those value lines that you have in your organization. There are areas of skill where someone is not able to do those things that you have assigned them to do. And what I often find is that it's your fault as the entrepreneur. I know in my world, it's always been my fault when I have positioned someone for failure because of my inability or lack of clarity as to who they were in their natural mode of behavior and operation and the way they do things. Here's a quick example. There are some people who are not wired for sales. To then give that person the job of sales because you just don't want to do it without knowing whether they exhibit the characteristics of a salesperson, that's on you. I can think back to me when I was in the middle of the operational nightmare of my business in the early 2000s. I was the sales guy. I was the guy who could make it rain. I was the guy who built relationships. I knew how to manage the project at the high level. I knew how to attract and acquire and retain customers. I knew how to cross and upsell. The things that gave me headaches, which put me in the wrong seat, right? If I'm doing the work of the operations side of the business, my butt is in the wrong seat. But I had to get clear on what all of that operational system looked like. And then I was able to find the talented people where those tasks, those skills, those areas of the business were really their superpower. That is how you align right butt, right seat. There are a number of things you can do throughout the interview phases, which I talk about with my clients. When you're writing job descriptions from the point of the job description to the point of the first interview and on through the sequencing of bringing people on board, because at the end of the day, you've got to get the hiring right. They say in real estate, you make money when you buy the real estate. You don't make it when you sell it. You make it when you buy it. They say the same thing with any other type of investment, as in stocks. You don't make it when you sell it. You make money when you buy it. You have to buy right. In hiring, your efficiency and your success with that new hire is done at the point of hiring, not as they are 12 months, 18 months, 24 months in your career with your company. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Your job is to focus on hiring right. That means whether it's an outsourcer, a freelancer, an agency, or someone on staff. And depending on where you are, you're going to need a little bit of all three or all four, depending on your situation and circumstances. What I spend most of my time on is figuring out how to hire the right people, right? Get the right people on the bus. If I get the right people on the bus, which means they're not only the right people from a value standpoint, and it matches my company's organization values, but number two, it matches and I'm clear about outlining what a day in the life of their job and their role in my company looks like. That's how I've learned to get the right butts in the right seats. And by the way, it's better to keep the wrong people off the bus before they get on, not just get them off. Now, if you're further along in your run and you're running into these challenges, then obviously you're going to have to figure out what's going on there and figure out if you can either put a plan of improvement in place for those people that may seem like the wrong people on the bus, or B, they're going to have to get off the bus and you're going to have to get the right people on the bus. But the work is an understanding, not just who the right people are in terms of who they are physically, but who are the right people in their mindset? Who are the right people in their mode of operation, their daily mode of operation? And what I've learned over the years is if you get clear on that, you will attract through your advertising, through your corporate messaging, through the interview process, the person who says to themselves, this position was calling my name. That seems a little crazy, seems a little woo-woo, but I'm telling you, over the last 15 years, that has been the theme that I have recognized after I figured it out and how I thought about bringing the right people onto the bus. Be willing to create a picture of what this role looks like for the person who is ideal, right person on the bus, right butt, right seat, so that it speaks to that person. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard that over the last decade and a half. That's the message, but it all starts with you getting clear. And maybe you need some help with that. Maybe you're not the person who's good at HR. Maybe you're not great at outlining the roles. And again, maybe you're not the person who's really figured out all the way step by step by step how your business operates, but it should be an exercise you can at least draw out the roadmap, which we talked about in the systems part of this discussion, such that making the hiring decisions can be passed on to someone else. Everything you want has to happen because you have not only great systems, you have great clarity, you are executing in your superstar DNA, but you've got the right team around you who are so passionate about what they do that it aligns with the vision of what you want to do.